at Michigan one summer, one of the linguists came up to teach Osage, and I took his course for a little while. One of the men, I don't remember just where he was from this particular area though, came up with him to talk to us and to teach us. And a poor man, during the summer, he was watching television one evening after an afternoon of class, and he just keeled over from a heart attack.
Man.
This was about 51 or 52, I think, in the summer.
Man. Like I say, I regret that I didn't learn to speak the Osage language. I had a wonderful opportunity. My father could talk it very, very good, and also French, because that's what he was. He was three-quarter French and quarter breed Osage.
And his name?
His name was Frank. When I was born, they gave me the name of Franklin. So really, I'm enrolled on the Osage Roll as Franklin. I get my mail from the department. All my correspondence from the agency is Franklin. But I used to sign my name as Frank Jr. until father passed away, and then I dropped the junior part. And I have some friends right here in this town that never addressed me any other way only Franklin. A few call me Franklin, always did, and I guess they always will. That's really my name, that's the way I'm enrolled on the Osage Road. But I just go by the name of Frank.
Where was your father born, do you know?
Sir?
Do you know where your father was born?
No, not exactly. He was, I don't know, he was born, I think, in Missouri, back up around Kansas City or someplace up in that vicinity. I don't know just exactly where. I couldn't tell. Sure.
And it was from there that he came?
It was from, you see, my father now was very much Canadian. His father was a full-blooded Frenchman, couldn't speak anything but French.
Hmm. And your father's father was
a full-blooded Frenchman, didn't speak anything but French, and of course he came off down in there wherever the Osages were, and married an Osage woman, that is a woman with, I guess she was a half breed. Mm-hmm. And then his father passed away when he was quite small. If I recall, he didn't remember his father. He lost him when he was about 2 or 3 years old. And somewhere or another in the shake-up by some old priest in a mission back up in that country someplace. I think they might have called it the old Osage Mission. It's up towards Kansas City up in that country someplace. Took my father and principally raised him. Of course, what my father knew about the Catholic religion, of course, he was taught to him by this old priest. Then, after he came with the Indians when they immigrated, or whatever you call it, down into this part of the country, he came along with them and met my mother in this country.
And do you know much about your father's mother?
Not a thing. No, not a thing. I don't know a thing about him.
Now, how about your mother?
My mother?
Mm-hmm. Her name?
Her maiden name, you want? Mm-hmm. Well, her maiden name was...